All right, I watched Lizzie, 2018, directed by someone named Craig William McNeil, written by Bryce Cass, starring Chloe Sevigny and America's sweetheart Kristen Stewart in the lead roles, and then a bunch of character actors you've seen in other things popping off too. So I watched this movie. I don't really know why I watched it. I guess I'll have to say that I like both of these actresses generally, and I don't know. I ripped this. I was at the library with my daughter, and I ripped this from a DVD on my computer at the library. And I'll sweat it out here. I'll close my windows for sound, and I'll sweat it out. So I saw this at the library, and I just picked it up, and I was like, I'll watch Lizzie. Lizzie is a, you know, like I said, 2018. It's a biopic. I mean, it's largely it's fictionalized. It's telling a story of the late 1800s of a woman named Lizzie Borden who killed her parents, her dad and her stepmom. Allegedly, she got off on the crime. She was acquitted. And she was a wealthy lady. She lived in Fall River, Massachusetts, which is funny now because when I think of Fall River, I think of isn't that Mass Hole Central? It's somewhere outside of Boston. I don't really know. But this movie is not great, but I was like, did I pull out my phone a couple times? Sure. But I was largely into it. There's a wild amount of nudity at the end and intertwined with the violence, which is funny because it's certainly, you know, on one hand, they didn't have they had some evidence, but they didn't have, I guess, a lot of blood soaked clothing. So what this movie presupposes is that Lizzie and Lizzie played by Chloe. I never know how to pronounce her last name. Sevigny. I don't even know. I have no idea. I'm just gonna call her Chloe S. You know who I'm talking about. Star of film and silver screen and small screens, big and small. She's been in. You know who I'm talking about. And of course, Kristen Stewart plays the maid, the Irish maid, doing we'll take it at type of accent. Oh, speaking of take it, I just noticed someone, we had these, I had some fencing that we got a new deck, and some of the old side stuff of the last smaller deck landing, it's like a plastic fencing. We put it out front. I just know someone took it at some point. So I'm talking about this nudity scene. They strip down naked to do these murders. It turns out Kristen Stewart's going to murder the dad. I don't know how much I should. I'm way into spoilers here, I guess. I should probably rewind and just give you a little bit more background then. The story is told. It's a straight-up biopic. You know, it looks pretty good. It's not like a bad-looking movie. And like I said, it's not a good movie by any means, but it's certainly not like the worst thing I've ever seen. And I, God damn it, I got a work thing coming in. My I'm so hard to focus these days. I'm just going to rewind. Let's do a reset. Reset here. Lizzie. So what is Lizzie? It's 1892. 400 years after Columbus. What if I, then it went backwards even further. 400 years to the day that Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 1892. 32 year old Lizzie Borden, and her dad's a total douchebag. Hold on one second. I got to text this 676. She lives with her dad, who's a rich asshole, and she's sort of like a bit of, I guess, for the times, a free spirit. She's, you know, I guess she was rumored to be a lesbian, and that's a whole thing. And of course, this movie runs wild with that, creating like a love story angle with her and the maid. Although I think that's, from what all I can tell, is that's pretty much a, you know, just a very loose potential event that took place. I mean, it's not clear at all whether or not there was actually a relationship here. But although, like, later in life, because she didn't marry, she was, I guess, apparently rumored to be a lesbian. So there's a whole thing where, like, the dad's raping the Kristen Stewart character. And, you know, they both kind of hate the dad. So they plot to kill the dad. And that's the whole movie, really. They just, they don't like the dad. The dad's a dick. There's a brother character, an uncle, Lizzie's uncle. And he's sort of a dick, too. And there's a will that they burn. And there's money involved. And the movie is kind of walking that line between giving you too much exposition and then trying to be some moody thriller that could kind of work on its own without kind of being tied to these historical facts or implications or half truths. And that type of movie is, I always feel, is just biopics in general. I mean, I feel like the ceiling for how good they could be is only so high. They're tough. They're tough to do really well, and they almost always at some point come off as like a schlocky bit of just like, you got to get this in, got to get that in, and that creates sort of like you lose the natural. It's funny because you're ostensibly telling a true story, but you lose the natural element a lot of times in being stuck to the story. So you can't, I don't know if this is making sense, but I feel like it's more restrictive and therefore comes across as stifled. I think just like, I always feel that there's a bit of a facade to the biopic, and that I personally, this could be a personal taste thing that I'm not buying. I was going to give it a, I was going to give it a five out of, I was going to give it a four. Sorry, I've got work emails coming in while I'm trying to record this. I don't know why I just don't tune out for 10 minutes to record the goddamn stupid podcast of a movie that's, I'm like on the fence whether I should recommend. I don't know. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen. I feel like the difference between a 4 and a 5 on my rankings is a big kind of jump, because I think I give 5 as the kind of like, I'll give this my very lowest recommendation, and then 4, I'm basically saying I wouldn't recommend it. And if it's not, but it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's kind of between a 4 and a 5 score wise for me. I'll give it a 5, just because, yeah, the nude killing scene was out of left field, and you know, that was fine. Is, you know, unexpected, to say the least. And like I said, it looks good. It looks fine. Like, I don't know this director. He's he did a movie called The Boy that Rainn Wilson was in, among others. That was from 2015. It's a horror film. Oh, look, the movie poster. This looks creepy. Anyway, I'm not checking that out anytime soon. That spooked me out. Ooh, the boy plays is this budding serial killer. Yikes! It was pretty. That one was produced by Elijah Wood and co-written by Craig McNeil. I wish Craig McNeil well in the future. And look, like I said, this was a tough movie. It's a tough movie because it's you're basing on these late 1800s facts. I guess it was like the O.J. Simpson trial at the time, or like, you know, that kind of big media event for whatever the late 1800s media was like, which is also hard to kind of quantify in present day, because it's hard, you know, it's unknowable. So it was a difficult movie, and it was mostly played straight. I think you could have probably made a more abstract version of this where you didn't try and tie it to dates and times, and kind of it could have been more atmospheric. And I think it tried to do that at moments, but it and there was some bad dialogue in the parts when they were giving you kind of exposition with who, what characters related to what, and the whole family's financial standings and all that kind of stuff, which is what it didn't interest me that much. And in the end, when you're telling a story of this kind of a mean dad who's a horrible person and a mean-ish, but also sort of abused character in the stepmom, and you know, killing them with an axe is like a fucked up shit. And so it's a fucked up story, and they could have made it more of a atmosphere, kind of fucked up movie. And it's really not. It's sort of just played. It's played very straight as this historical kind of document, which, again, how much of it is 100% true and not, it's an unknowable. But I think I'm pairing this with, this will be the first part of the next episode. It's been a while since I did a movie review show episode, and so I'm going to get back into it hopefully this week and next more consistently, as my schedule has changed here and I have time. So the next half of this will be a movie called A Cure for Wellness. And that's a 2016 movie by Gore Verbinski, who is best known for he directed The Ring, the 2002 The Ring. He directed he directed Rango. Wow, so this is another one that I got on my watch list. I don't know how. I'll be watching that today, and that'll be reviewed. So this episode in full officially will come out on the movie review show website and Bandcamp next week, early next week, probably like the 21st or 22nd. But thanks for listening to this. Of course, it comes out on MySpace, the podcast, immediately. So get that wherever you get your podcasts, and the moviereviewshow.blogspot.com. Take a short break here for the main episode, but this will, again, will go right out as a singular thing on the MySpace. It's very complicated, but for people listening on the official the Movie Review Show blog and website, this will be we'll take a short break now and come back with A Cure for Wellness review.